we ended just shy of 9,000 early voters. 8826 is the unofficial turnout figure for the early voting period.
David Stafford is Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. That figure is 103% over the 2014 primary and up 32% over 2012.
When you look at the combined early voting and vote by mail, basically all the votes that have been cast thus far, we're up 47% over 2014 and 44% over 2012. Obviously, the last important piece is who turns out to vote on election day.
Vote by mail this time around totaled more than 18,000 in Escambia, about 10,000 more than early voting. No big surprise, says Stafford.
We tend to see a big spike in early in-person voting during presidential general elections. We're starting to see that come into play in other elections as well, where you're starting to see the combined early and absentee start to take a greater and greater share of the overall voter turnout.
Elsewhere, turnout in Santa Rosa County is almost evenly split between mailed-in ballots and early voting, while in Okaloosa, there were just over 9,600 early voters compared to 8,700 using the Postal Service. All figures are unofficial, and there's always your county's election website, EscambiaVotes.com, VoteSantaRosa.com, and GoVote-Okaloosa.com.
There's a link there that says, where do I vote? Just click that and follow the instructions, and it'll give you your information on your polling place. Or you can call us at 595-3900. Now, granted, the call volume on election day is always very heavy. We'll answer your call. It just may take a few minutes to do that.
If you're old school, didn't have time to early vote, or couldn't make it to the mailbox, Escambia County's David Stafford has some tips for voting at your precinct on Tuesday. First, make sure you're in the right place.
Check their sample ballot that was mailed to all voters who were not already absentee voters, who had actually already gotten a ballot, that had, in addition to your ballot face and everything that you're going to see on your ballot when you get to your polling location, it also includes your polling place name and address.
Number two, bring your photo and signature ID.
There are 12 different types of photo and signature identification that are acceptable in the state of Florida. The state added in the last legislative session three new types of identification: the concealed carry permit, Veterans Administration card, and a government employee ID, whether it's federal, state, or local.
And third, try to beat the crowd.
The busiest times tend to be the first thing in the morning, 7 a.m. when the polls open till 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Then you'll see a little bit of a spike at lunchtime. And then after 4:30, we get that sort of late afternoon, evening rush. Mid-morning and mid-afternoon are probably the best times to go.
And this reminder, Florida is a closed primary state. Voters may only cast ballots for candidates in their party of registration, unless there's a universal primary, a nonpartisan contest, or other issue on the ballot. Once again, you can find more information at your county's election supervisor website. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.